7. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's Daily Devotional. I tell you, the worship today has been so intense. I'm going to do my very best to bring you this word. Yesterday, on part 25, we were looking at Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 9 onwards. Today, I feel I want to go back to this verse. So part 26 today is indeed the same scripture. But there's more to look at, more to say. Let's remind ourselves of what it says. If you've got your Bible, open it to Romans, the 12th chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 7. In this current series called Agape Love. And my prayer for you during this series, my prayer for you as you listen to Worship Radio 247 is simply this, that you receive God's love and that you pass it on. Did you hear that? That you receive God's love into your life in a powerful way and that you pass it on. Pass it on. Oh, how can I pass it on? I hear you cry. Simply by loving. Simply by looking at people you've never even met before and loving them. Simply by looking at your friends and your family and loving them. Instead of finding fault in them, loving them. Instead of looking at them critically, take out all criticism. Take it away. No criticism in your voice anymore. The spirit of criticism goes now in Jesus' name, because you are going to pass on agape love. Love that is unconditional and doesn't stop. Romans, the 12th chapter, and from verse 7 says this. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Don't just pretend. Don't put up this falsehood and say I love you when you actually don't. When you actually don't sense it. Sometimes the love that we feel is a willingness in our spirit to love. It's a decision that we make that we will love. We're not going to stay silent on this. We're not going to mess around on this. But we are going to really love. Really love someone. Really care for them. Really understand what they're going through. And really want to be there to help them. You know when you walk to someone, you say, how are you? And then they tell you. Are your thoughts, oh, for goodness sake, they're always doing this. Oh, no. Here we go. I've got to sit and listen to a diatribe now on how ill this person is and what's going on in their lives. No. When you say to someone, how are you? Really mean it. And if they give you this long, drawn-out diatribe on how they actually are, listen. Listen to them. You know, when I talk to my Lord, when I pray and I talk to my Lord Jesus, He doesn't cut me off mid-sentence. He says to me, how are you? And I tell Him. And Jesus just listens. Just listens. And I feel as though He says to me at times, I know how you feel, but I'm here for you. because I love you and I care for you. You are my delight. Do you know that? You are my delight. You know, I feel Jesus is saying this to you right now as you're listening to this broadcast. I feel he's saying, you are my delight. I delight in you. I care for you. I love you. And you are my delight. As you sit and listen to that person who is beginning to tell you what life is like for them, you're listening. You're not interrupting, but you're listening intently. Because as you listen intently, I believe this. In Jesus' name, I believe this, and I know this to be true. God will plant into your heart and into your mind, into your brain, a gem of wisdom, a tiny gem of wisdom, which is going to unlock the door that imprisons that person as they tell you what's wrong. Oftentimes they won't tell you the whole truth. They won't tell you everything that's going on. And oftentimes God will give you a wonderful discernment into what's really going on. I believe when God said to me those years ago, tell my people about my love, I believe he wanted me to tell you about his love so that you would pass it on. Not hold on to it, but pass it on. By loving your friends, loving your family like you've never loved before. Make that decision today and say, yes, I am going to love my friends, my family, my neighbors, those around me, like I have never loved them before. Because I am going to see them in a new light. I'm going to begin to see them the way Jesus sees them. And you'll be looking at them through the eyes of our Lord. How amazing is that? And the thing is, it takes no effort on your part. I'm not asking you to do something that isn't in you. Because I believe that today God is going to do something supernatural in your life. And I believe he's going to change your perception. And I believe he is going to pour his love into your life so that you can pass it forward. That is what is happening. Love each other, says Romans, says Paul to the church in Rome, with genuine affection. Say that after me. Genuine affection. Not false affection, but genuine affection. Say genuine. Genuine affection. Something that is real and not pretend. When I've been abroad, oftentimes I've seen people parading up and down the beach. And they've been selling Rolex watches. And when you look at them, you know they're not real. Rolex watches cost fortunes, thousands of pounds, thousands of dollars. And these are selling for $10. So you know it's not the real deal, but people still buy them because they want to be seen to be wearing a Rolex watch. And after a tiny examination, you see it's not genuine. If you are loving someone without a genuine affection, it will be seen through instantly as a fake. And we don't want fakes. We want genuine love and affection toward those even that you don't even know. To the guy across the road who is really aggravating because he has his music blaring full blast and you can't stand it. And he's always rude to you. Every time he sees you in the street, he's rude to you. But if you begin to love him with genuine affection, I believe in Jesus' name, you will see a vast change in that person. Nicky Cruz was a gangster on the streets of New York, and David Wilkerson walked to him and said, "Nicky, I love you." And Nicky Cruz said, "You come near me and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson just looked at him and said, "And you can do that. And every single piece will cry out, I love you." It changed Nicky Cruz's life. Why? Because it was genuine love. Do you want that? Do you want genuine love in your life? On yesterday's broadcast, I was saying you need to open up your heart. And you need to change the way you think, as Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2 clearly states, and we looked at this yesterday. It says this: "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Therefore, it is not you that's got to transform your mind. You don't have to worry about that. What you have to know is if you say yes, then God Almighty Himself will change the way you think. He will change your perception." As you're listening to this broadcast now, I believe in Jesus' name, already your perception is changing because you're understanding what God is trying to say to you. Genuine affection must come from your lips. Genuine affection must come from your heart. Because as you bring genuine affection, you will affect the other person's heart. Affection equals effect. Say that. Affection equals effect. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? I am loving this scripture so very, very much. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Honor is such a huge word. We honor the Queen here in the United Kingdom. Every time the Queen comes to visit, we lay a red carpet for her. And she walks on a red carpet. Even if she's in a station, there will be a red carpet. Why? Because we honor her. And that's the sort of honor that we need to honor each other. Give each other that honor and that respect. Because genuine affection promotes real respect. Genuine affection promotes real respect. If you want this love, just say yes. Just say yes now. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that those people that have said yes, you pour your love into them, Lord, with such emotion and with such ferocity. I pray, Lord, that it would be life-changing, that they would begin to love their friends, their family, their enemies, everyone in their vicinity with genuine affection instead of the fake affection that we are so prone to do. But let that fake go now in Jesus' name, and let it be replaced with genuine affection. We give you the glory, Lord, and we give you the honor, and we say, hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We adore you. And we worship your name. Because you are holy. And you are set apart. And I, Lord, am your delight. In Jesus' name. Amen.